Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When life gives you lemons, eat a box of Cheez-Its. Oh, but make sure they're original Cheez-Its and not some like weird white cheddar Cheez-It nonsense, because then it won't work.
Gotta go original, always. Okay, so I'm wondering, how soon after waking up is it okay to take a nap?
Depends on the day, that's for sure. A friend asked me to meet for a drink at 7:30 p.m. and I was like, could we meet at 5:30 p.m.? You know, so I can keep my 9 p.m. bedtime schedule. Sorry for party rocking.
I feel you. You haven't lived, though, until you find yourself discussing labor laws and 1031 exchanges to a bunch of strangers in a bar. Who the F am I?
Who are we all? Have such a good day. Hello, world. Welcome back to
Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do
just that.
What's up, everybody?
Damn, we're like straight up romper room at this point. Like, we see you, Heather and yes. Sarah.
Oh boy, what a blast from the past.
Oh, I know.
That really brought
the
me
millennials
back
won't even
child.
Know. They won't even know.
No, they'll have to Google
it. Yeah.
How's everybody doing out there? Have you missed us?
Yeah. How y'all doing?
We had a blip. We'll talk about it a little later in the show, but welcome to Have Such a Good Day. Episode 229. Yeah. We made it, people.
We did. We did. We clamored on. Episode 229.
And if you're tuning in for the first time, this is the show. We like to talk about life's, the bittersweetness of being in the mid-age, the midlife, cruel ironies, joyous moments, unpacking the absurdity of everyday life to put it in a nutshell for you.
100%. Yes. So, Heather and I have been doing this for quite some time. All of you who have been along the journey, hi. And anybody who's tuning in, being like, what's this show all about? We're kind of freeform. Let's be honest. We kind of just talk about what the heck has happened in the last 7 days since we all have talked past.
It's kind of a weak download in a lot of ways, because we really do talk about what's actually happening in life, in our heads, in our hearts. But it's we're not super newsy. We're not trying to like catch up with current events. Sometimes we might talk about what we're watching, what we're reading, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, sometimes current events, but it's not supposed to be, we want you to sit back and relax. That's what we want.
Yeah, and maybe you could relate a little bit to what we're talking about, so maybe you'll feel less alone in the world. We feel less alone having you listening.
Indeed.
So it's kind of a symbiotic relationship.
Totally. Yeah.
That's the long explainer.
We love having all of you along for the ride. And, every week is a fresh hell.
That's so true.
And
you gotta laugh so you don't cry.
Well, and just before we started recording, I said to Heather, I don't know if I can do this because my neighbor is doing some jackhammering thing. He's like redoing his driveway and I don't know, landscaping stuff, which is fine.
You moved in just in time for all the renovations.
No, man.
Sarah.
Oh, man. Let me tell you. But they seem to be on a break right now. So listen, if it happens while we're still doing the show, you will now know why you hear jackhammering in the background. But for now, it's all quiet on the Western Front.
It is. Yeah, it is the Western Front,
it really
actually.
Is.
But we actually were supposed to record days ago. But, things happen. Pianos fall out of the sky.
Yeah. So, Heather, tell me what happened up there.
Well, it was weird because, we've had a series of storms, as you know, in California. I mean, I live in Northern California most of the time, and it's usually worse up here than it is in Southern California, where Sarah is. And it's been just one storm after the next. But yesterday, we had like a really beautiful sunny day and the day before. So it was like a couple days, no rain, not much weather. But the power went out in the middle, I woke up and the power was out and I was like, huh? There was no wind. There was nothing going on. And I heard our generator and I thought, what the heck? We've had a series of power outages, but mostly during storms.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, you expect that during a storm.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. I'm not used to it though. And in fact, the more this happens, the more I'm cursing living where I'm living because it's so disruptive. And I planned out my whole day. Sarah and I were going to record in the morning. And I actually have like some pretty big like work to do. I have a email about 2 pages long for my CPA just to confirm, my business taxes and stuff like that. I mean, just really fun adult stuff
that
I have to do. And I need the internet for it. I can't do something like that on my phone. In fact, Sarah and I actually tried to record from, to harness my
cell. Heather was like, Wi-Fi's down. What do I do? But I have cell service. And I was like, well, maybe you do a hotspot from your phone to your laptop.
Yeah, I tried.
We tried. It wasn't happening. It just wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, it was
just
one of those things where I ended up just getting in the car. I had one appointment, but I left earlier. It was sort of chaotic everywhere I went, though. It was like the cafe that I love getting a cappuccino had one person behind the counter, like preparing food, ringing people up and doing the espresso drinks. And I'm just like, I waited like 40 minutes for a cappuccino.
40 minutes?
No, I'm not kidding. It was ridiculous.
I mean, listen, I we're doing like the privileged people thing right now, but I'm like,
we are.
40
I know.
Minutes.
Well, it was crazy because the girl, she was so nice and calm, but it's like instead of making the drink that I just ordered, she's helping a line of 8 people like at the register. So like you're waiting for her to get through all of that to move to the espresso machine. How do you even, that doesn't really compute. Anyway, so it was just a bit of a doozy of a day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It all popped back on. Our power went back on around 3 or so. It was, I still don't know why, but it was definitely something with the local lines because even my friend down the street had Wi-Fi before I did. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Why do we live kind of deep. Like I've said before, we don't live the deepest. I have friends that live north of me, a 5-minute drive, not very far, but they'll have problems up there that we won't even have. Like we're better off than them. It's almost like the more north you go. Anyway, all is well. We're, you know, obviously
Heather,
recording.
What problem do you have with Oregon? Okay.
Don't get me started. But, you know, I will say, like, speaking of like Wi-Fi and, you know, there have been a slew of power outages. And I know it happens sometimes in the city. I remember,
of course,
you know, there'd be a brownout like on a hot day or, you know, things happen. But wouldn't you say in the city, like from your memory, Sarah, mm-hmm. As rough as it may be, don't you think that maybe the power goes out in the city? Our collective memory. Being in the city, maybe once or twice a year, the power would go out. Maybe once. I just don't feel like it's that often.
Well, you know, having come from my former treehouse situation, that all y'all mm-hmm. who have been with us for some time know quite well, the power went out quite often, and, you know, generator, you know, maybe it worked, maybe it didn't. It was always just an absolute nightmare. Being in the city when the power goes out is like almost like more dramatic because it's like, oh, because everybody, you know, it's like, who has water? you know,
it's sort of a collective chaos.
But I feel like being in a city when that happens is almost better because you just like have like people nearby, you know, because you're all like little sardines anyway, you know, and like, you know, like right now, my neighbors who are not jackhammering, but might before we end this episode, I could go over there and be like, I need like potable water, and they'd be like, got it, you know, like there's a camaraderie that goes on when you're like, you know, in a city, you know, everybody's kind of like, whether you like it or not, you're stuck with them.
Yeah, you are. And it's like, you might as well be a friendly neighbor. And we have some neighbors we met recently. It's a couple who lives down the road and they're engineers and they're very good at like generators.
Well,
like,
there
they
you go.
Their, you know, they,
that's a good neighbor to
have. So it's like kind of a fun like discovery because they gave me their cell. They're like, anytime you have trouble, and we're like, oh, we do. You know, like, again, I live on a very complicated piece of land. It's absolutely stunning, but it's, you know, it comes with a price. I feel like everything that is beautiful comes with a price.
That's right.
But yeah, it does. It sort of, I think it chips away at me though. Like every winter chips away where I just want things to be a little easier.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, living off the grid, like I've talked about before, is definitely not for the weak. It's a lot of effort, and I think it pays off eventually, but sometimes I wonder if it's worth it. But I have a partial solution to my problem that I'll get to a little later. The big Oscar show is happening this weekend, actually tomorrow, and
the
this
Oscars,
is for the Academy Awards.
Yes,
the Oscars, and I'm very interested this year. There are some years that I could take it or leave it, but this year I'm pretty invested.
Are you?
And I am.
Do you want like one movie to win Best Picture, Best Director, or Best Screenplay, or, you know? Like, how invested is invested?
I'm invested by, I mean, I spend a lot of time listening to podcasts that deconstruct
these things.
Yeah. Everything. Like the Vanity Fair one, the Little Gold Men is really great.
And that is a good one. Just
intellectuals, they're journalists that talk about movies. And I love that stuff. Like I could listen to that forever. I mean, I have my favorites, but it's not that I'm actually rooting for one thing. I mean, maybe. I mean, there's a couple movies that I think are getting overshadowed by bigger movies. I mean, I think, let's be honest, I mean, Oppenheimer is probably going to sweep. I did like that movie a lot. I think it deserves
a
lot of accolades. It's a really, really good movie.
Oppenheimer, Barbie, like these are movies like when a movie is released, you know, versus when, you know, Oscar season comes around. If you're too early, I feel like people are like, oh yeah, that was, you know, like we loved it, but like that was like a long time ago. People have very low attention spans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, the whole sort of Oscar thing is, it's all very calculated, you know, if you're in the industry. But like, if you're just sort of somebody who likes movies, I think that that also plays into it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And but the issue that I have, and this is every single year, it comes around again. And I'm like, I get like kind of anxious about how am I going to watch this? Because I don't have cable. I'm a cord cutter. I have been for a long time. So this is not new territory. I mean, these events come around and I usually want to watch the Golden Globes and maybe the Grammys or whatever, but I'm mostly interested in the Oscars. So I'm like, oh, I really want to watch this tomorrow. But it's really complicated. And every year it gets more complicated, even though streaming was supposed to simplify our lives. You know, so I subscribe to a slew of platforms. I never seem to have the right platform at the right time. But I did some research and, you know, it's just so funny when you read these articles about, you know, if you're a cord cutter, here's how you can watch the Oscars. And they give you these, you know, these potentially easy solutions. But when you actually go down that road, it's not that easy. And it's kind of expensive. Correct me if I'm wrong, y'all out there, you might have a trick, but it looks like I can watch them on Hulu, like live TV or Fubo. There's a bunch of platforms that actually offer like a live TV, YouTube also. But I have to pay like $80, you know, to do a month to subscribe. But I'm like, that's not worth it to me. I'm not going to watch it after that. Like I probably won't maximize the month spending $80. That's very steep. But I'm kind of bummed. I'm like, do I need to buy a pair of rabbit ears? I don't really know anymore. Like, how can I watch this thing? Because what happens is I end up just looking at the red carpet photographs on VanityFair.com, and then I watch some of the acceptance speeches on YouTube, but it's just not the same. You don't get the kind of interstitially camera movements in between the crowds and kind of like the, you know, the presenter stuff. So I'm a little bummed about that because I have a feeling I'm going to fail. I'm not going to be able to sign on and watch it tomorrow. But what I am watching is, I'm not sure if you've watched this yet, Sarah. But I was always curious about it because I thought it was such an interesting casting. I was a little confused about the casting at first, but now that I've seen it, I think it's kind of brilliant. It's called Only Murders in the Building, and it's with Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez.
I have heard nothing but good things, but I have not watched.
It's cute. It's a cute little like short. All the episodes are pretty short. I mean, I've only watched like two or three, so I could be wrong, but the episode I watched last night was really short, and it's kind of jaunty and cute and very Steve Martin, you know, because he created it, wrote it, whatever. It's kind of quirky. I mean,
Steve Martin is my person. He's my spirit animal.
And he's an old man.
He's everything. So cute.
He really is. He's adorable. He has his face. I mean, he has probably the most amazing smile of any human I know. He smiles and his whole face smiles. It's just like his whole face transforms. And I just want to hug him. He's so cute.
We will go back to your story in 1 second, but like I asked somebody recently, I was like, you know, Steve Martin, and they were like, cool comedian. Or I was like, yeah, but like he's been doing it for a long time. They were like, yeah, mm-hmm. like, I mean, how long? And I'm like, I don't know. Think of him on SNL when he was doing the King Tut.
Yeah.
I mean that was still when we were really funny.
Teenagers.
Yeah. That's very like late 70s. Yeah.
And he's done a lot of movies. He's written a lot of movies. And
yeah. No, he's great. I mean, chef's kiss to Steve Martin. Anyway.
Absolutely. I think that he's a special man. And he's, I feel like he's very of the times for us, of our growing up, like him and Chevy Chase. And anyway, it's a cute show. If y'all have watched it or watching it, hit us up, havesuchagoodday.com. I want to hear your thoughts. But I wanted to mention one other thing that is going on. I think last episode I was sort of, you know, just trying to figure some stuff out, and maybe it was a little heavy. I apologize for that. But you know, I find it really interesting because, and maybe this is just being an adult, being older, with responsibilities. But it's interesting how you finally sort of like have a bit of a eureka moment and you're like, okay, now I know what I'm going to do. I went through this process and I'm certain now about what my next step is. You see it crystal clear in your mind. You know, you don't even have to do a vision board. It's that clear. Yeah. Like, you know what needs to happen. Yeah. And you think it's going to be so great. And you, in your mind, it's like, you're there. You're like, this is done. This is me in this new place, wherever it is, figuratively or physically, and you're just there, it's done. But then when you actually start to actualize the dream and realize that getting to that dream is a lot harder and a series of tedious baby steps to likely take many months or a year or maybe 2 years and to really make it happen, it ends up being this sort of like, oh, wow, that's right. I have to do that to get there. I have to do this. And it kind of bursts your bubble a little bit. Yeah. You're like, oh shit, I didn't even think about that. Like now I'm back doing outreach on Craigslist and Zillow, because as I've mentioned on the show many times before, for quite a long time actually, that I want a pied-à-terre. Yeah. And that is a foot on the ground in French speak, but means like a little, some kind of dwelling.
Yeah. For anybody who's like, what is that? It's like a little apartment that you can go to.
A little home away from home.
When you want to.
A little home away from home. And I have something kind of small and modest that I use occasionally. And, you know, so I've had kind of a crash pad for a while in Los Angeles with some friends who have been so gracious. And I think it's just time for me to find my own spot. They've been wonderful, and there's no, you know, no one got kicked out. It's just that I want to be able to have a key to a place.
Go to your
that
place.
I can just go whenever I want. It could be spontaneous. I don't have to book an Airbnb. I don't have to book a hotel. So basically, I've been doing outreach all week on that. I have some appointments. I'm actually coming down there, Sarah, on Monday for a week. I'll be there from Monday to Monday.
What?
Really?
I know. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was going to like gracious. Just
pop up at your front door.
I mean, please
start
do.
Jackhammering.
Please do. You know, the jackhammering is not, maybe they're done. I don't know. I don't know anything about concrete.
Good. Well, I hope they finish all the renovations before I get there.
Certainly.
Raise hell. But yeah, so I'm going to pound the pavement next week. I'm excited. I mean, I'm kind of excited about where I'm staying. So I sort of splurged and I gotta do something. So I wanted to stay in the neighborhoods that I want to look at places because why stay far away? So I'm staying in Beechwood Canyon at an Airbnb for the first like 3 or 4 nights. And then I'm staying in a hotel in Silver Lake for 3 or 4 nights. And I'm kind of excited because I think it'll also be a little bit of a reprieve from the rain. I'll get some sunshine. maybe some pool time. I have to work. Like, I'm going to be, you know, I'll be busy during the day. But no, I'm excited. I think it, but it's funny how I sort of compared it to like anything in life you want to make happen for yourself. It's almost like you have to choose your own anxiety, because like anything that you choose,
that's a good way to put it.
To take,
choose your own anxiety.
Yeah, we choose all your have own it. Misadventure. So, even.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So I have anxiety around it. I mean, I'm sort of like I hope this all works out, and I think it will. I also have a friend who really wants us to use her house. Who she basically spends most of her time in another state doing something else. So that could actually come to fruition before I even put a deposit down. So we will see. We will see. But that's my plan. So we will be both recording probably next week in the same city. Maybe not in the same room, but we will be, recording audio from the same location-ish.
Got it.
I'll be up the road somewhere. And so that's that. And then I have like a little bit of a excitement around it. I don't really know how it's going to work in terms of, you know, not the greatest planner. I think that it's going to be hard for me to be like, okay, in 2 months, I want to be at my little pad down there. Let me book tickets for every 2 months all the way through the year. It's like, it doesn't really work that way for me. I'm going to have to be a little bit more spontaneous.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this is the vision that I have, and I'm going to try it, and you know, it might not work. And I think that's just the way it is. You have to step out. You take a leap of faith.
Yeah.
And who knows exactly what will happen from here. Maybe I'll be down there 50% of the time, and we'll see.
I mean, Heather, you and I have talked, you know, ad nauseum about like, you know, are you happy up there? Am I happy where I am? You know, are we like, that is just, you know, it's just the human
everyday
condition,
life.
Right?
Total human condition.
So it's like, you know, the whole sort of like, maybe, okay, you know, maybe we have, you know, something down south, but we still have the thing up north. Like, I love that for
exactly.
you. I think that, you know, I think that feels really good.
It really does. And also, because I, like I was saying, I have these different sides of me, you know, and one side of me is sort of filled up here, but then there's a side of me that's not. And then, like, I think the opposite side will fill up in a city with culture and tacos and all those things. And, like,
oh,
I think
Heather,
I will be...
my neighbors do amazing pupusas.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, you're already eating pupusas with your neighbors. That's great.
Yeah, girl. I mean, you know.
That's really cute. Like,
that's what... LA is good for...
That's what it's all about.
LA is good for a lot of these things. But, again... depends on what you want to do. Big city, really fun, you know, so.
Yeah, I sort of realized, I was like, okay, so someone asked me the other day, they're like, oh, well, first of all, they were like, what's a pied-à-terre? And then I was sort of explaining why I was doing this.
Yeah.
And there's many reasons, but what I found was the biggest reason, it's not about career as much as it's about like lifestyle. And culture and stimulation, and friends, and you know, matriculating with the world, as opposed to you know, just kind of hiding out in the country kind of thing.
Sure,
but I think you know, it's speaking of just sort of, you know, what life is like up here. I mean, we have, you know, we go out sometimes. Like last night, we went out. We have a membership to this club, as I've mentioned before. It still feels strange to me. Like every time I go there, I have this out of body experience. Like, wow, like who am I being here?
Yeah.
Talking to these people about very serious adult stuff. You know, like there's a lot of business people that go there. There's a lot of people who own businesses. They might be lawyers or doctors or CPAs. They're working professionals. So you end up talking about
business.
You know, professional life, really. Yeah, and business. Yeah, a lot of people who own real estate, a lot of people who are kind of jet setters that maybe live in two different places. I met some people recently who did that in LA for a long time. And So it's been kind of interesting. So I've been really trying to make an effort to go there, like, I don't know, once a week, once every 2 weeks. It was nice. We, you know, we sat at, you sit at these like bar, you know, there's a bar seat thing or a communal table. Sure. And you meet new people. Everyone's very friendly. And like last night I found myself like talking about labor laws with this guy who owns property also. And we're kind of talking about how things have changed a lot in California and things have gotten stricter. Talking about CPAs and stuff like that, like estate lawyers. And I'm just like, this is so wild that I'm doing this. Like, where did my life go? Like, this is a different life. No, but like in a way, there's aspects of it that I think are really interesting.
Yeah,
I
like you're not like unhappy. It. You're just like, whoa, no. What happened?
It's just wild. Yeah. Like all of a sudden the pandemic hits and I feel like I was kind of living a little bit of like, an exciting, you know, jet setting life with my production gigs and the kind of glamorous film and television yeah. world that I was really immersed in. And then lately I'm like, yeah, like that glamorous life, it's like, where did it go? Like, even though I do have like pockets of like fun and travel and, you know, that kind of thing, it's not like I'm working all the time, but there was a steadiness of the excitement. Also, we were younger, you know, a lot of it is younger, but I find it so fascinating when I'm sitting there, you know, having my steak or, you know,
Heather, come on, let's get real.
Occasionally.
You know, Heather and her ribeye steak.
I actually, yeah, like there's maybe no way. Let's not talk about meat in case we've got some vegans listening, but I will say that, no, I'm not a big steak person, but that's the kind of thing they serve there.
Got it.
I'll have my old fashioned with a Caesar salad and chicken or something like
girl,
that.
Girl, I mean, but, a good Caesar salad, you know, and a good old fashioned, that's kind of fun.
Oh, so fun. And they do great oysters. I mean, they have like, we had like a hamachi appetizer last night, but It's here's the thing. It's a very sophisticated adult club. It's not hip. It's not cool. You know what I mean?
It's just for adults and so very sophisticated.
It just is. It's weird. And I just feel like a fish out of water. I feel like a kid when I go there. Because everyone else is older. Everyone's just kind of, people dress up. Yeah. It's not totally my scene, but I'm leaning in. I'm leaning in because why the hell not?
Why the hell not? Yeah.
But I wouldn't wear my pink fur jacket there. That's for sure. I'd probably wear a blazer. And it's a little bit more of a professional environment, which is fine. It's like I said, it's a slice of life and it's interesting. And I feel like I should write about it because it's just bizarre. So that's that. That's kind of my week in a nutshell, other than just working and just the sort of the day-to-day managing buildings and dealing with a lot of, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs.
Of course.
I'm still trying to figure out if it's all worth it. But I wanted to mention, you know, we were talking, I think it was one of the last two episodes, we were talking about music nostalgia. And I had a friend reach out about this. On a different platform, but in relation to what we were talking about. And she said, this is a friend I have not seen since 1997 or 1998. I actually lived in France with her. She was a student with me in our program. And she's now a translator. She's like badass. She lives in Paris and she stayed there. And we've kind of kept in touch. Yeah. So anyway, she writes me out of the blue. So 25 years later, whenever I hear Portishead, I still think of you. And Glory Box was just playing in the lobby of the orthodontist's office I'm sitting in. And I was thinking, wow, this is trippy. Portishead used to be niche. And then things got even weirder because it was followed by Michael Bublé. Just thought you might find this as comical as I do. And
is comical.
Like, it is. And it's so, I haven't heard from her in so long and it was just so out of the blue, but in such a wonderful way. And totally Portishead was me like to a T, like it was one of my favorite bands ever. I still love it. And the nostalgia that comes from it, when she said Glory Box, it's like just played right in my head.
Glory Box means different things to different people.
It does indeed. That's just the name of the song. Yeah. But yeah, it was just a sweet reach out. Sometimes all, sometimes that's all you need from an old friend, instead of like, hey, how are you? What's going on? Let's break it down. Like, there's so many things to go over with friends.
Indeed.
You know, lives are busy and complicated. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to keep people on, you know, abreast of everything. But just that little blurb about a connection, you know, that we had way back when is sometimes all you need to like stay connected.
Totally. So the other night, Heather already knows the story because, you know, we talk on the back channel, but for everybody else, me and a friend and another friend were all like, where do we go? You know, we all live in LA. Let's, you know, go to a bar and get a drink. Wow. You know, I work from home, y'all.
When was the last
like,
time,
you know,
Sarah?
There are many days where, like, I don't get in my car and do anything. I just out at home. Anyway, so we were like, all right, let's do it. So we go to this bar. We walk in, and it's, like, very, like, Bauhaus. Just like, yes.
Fun.
I mean, Heather, I thought of you immediately. I'm like, Heather would love it tonight.
You should have beamed me
down.
Yeah,
like everybody there was just sort of like, we're too cool for school. The bartender is like, I'm too cool for all y'all, you know, and we're like, yay. This is so fun.
That's awesome.
It's so fun.
So fun.
And it's dark, you know, it's 7 p.m., but it's like really dark, you know, and like whiskeys, you know, whiskey bar. It was so fun.
I'm so happy for you because it's been kind of a while since you've matriculated.
Kind of,
and it's always fun to just like change up the atmosphere.
Totally.
You know, and I love just walking into a bar and you're like, what are we listening to?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Exactly. Like, oh, a little Joy Division. I'm in. Yeah.
Ugh, love it. Who doesn't love Joy Division? Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. I would like to discuss.
Indeed. I have a feeling some of you probably have some thoughts on Joy Division.
I think so too. I bet some of you have t-shirts that have Joy Division
that too,
written on
that
them.
That too. But yeah, really fun. Loving LA. Heather, I cannot wait for you to have your pied-a-terre where you're here as well.
Pied-a-terre, yeah.
And
I know, it's so exciting.
It'll be really fun.
I won't be super far from you, probably. I mean, if I really commit to those neighborhoods, which I plan to, you know, I'll be a hop, skip, and a jump.
Indeed.
We'll have to hook up at some point. We'll figure it out. But yeah, kind of fun. I like the persona of like, I just like the two places thing. It's just such a nice balance, you know, especially two places that have very different climates.
True.
Very different. Yep. One's mm-hmm. dry and arid. The other one's humid and wet. And, you know, it's different flora and fauna. And I think it makes life a little more interesting.
Indeed. Totally, totally agree with that. So anyway, all right.
100%.
So Heather, I know we only have a few more minutes on our show, but the Oscars are on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As of this recording, you know, 24 hours from now, I will be literally in my underwear on the couch, drinking beer and watching people
eating bread with your hands,
watching people, you know, walk in with their beautiful dresses. This is my Super Bowl.
Sarah, how do I watch it? Do you have any advice for me? You're kind of a streamer savvy gal. Like, do you have any tricks?
Well, all right. YouTube TV, that would be my.
I think it's like, I wonder if they would do a deal for just doing the Oscars. But I think that you have to pay like the $80 a month.
Yeah, but then you can just do that. Well, yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
I will take a look at it. I will look because I really want to see this one. This one, for some reason, I think maybe it's the Poor Things thing.
Oh,
which like
you
I said,
didn't like
I,
that much, right?
No, I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Okay.
I did, but I didn't love it as much as I thought I would. I had some issues with it, but I did think that Emma Stone was absolutely fantastic in it. I mean, she made that movie, you know, so entertaining. I think some other elements of the movie I didn't love, but I thought she was flawless in my mind. I thought she was great. But I do, you know, I love that director. I love Yorgos Lanthimos. I always love his stuff. This isn't my favorite one of his movies, but I did really enjoy it. I'm sort of, I love The Holdovers. I mean, I have a lot of those,
The Holdovers, Best Picture nominations are another
it's a great
so
movie.
So last night, just because, you know, if you care about the Oscars, you know, you're like, all right, what movie do I have to watch, you know, before? Mm-hmm. So like, you know, care. American Fiction.
I haven't seen that one. That's actually the only one I haven't seen out of that whole, I've seen every one of those Best Pictures except for American
Fiction.
Watched
it last night. Very good movie. Very good movie. Loved it. Loved it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. We'll see. Okay. Yeah. I would say, I mean, I would say, yeah, like The Holdovers, Anatomy of a Fall,
Anatomy
Zone of Interest.
Anatomy of a Fall, I loved.
Maestro.
Loved.
Yeah. I loved it too. Yeah. I loved it. I had an interesting conversation about it. My boyfriend didn't love it as much as me. He thought the plot was kind of a little linear and there were no
well,
real.
It was
sort of like a procedural. Yeah. Like it was a little more linear than I expected. I thought it would be more edge of your seat kind of thing. But it wasn't. But yeah, just good movies. Yeah. I mean, just movies that I was invested in. I haven't seen everything, but you know, I actually just saw the original Spider-Man in the what is it, from the Spider-Verse, the original one. I can't keep them straight, but the one, that animated feature that keeps winning Oscars or getting nominated as an animated feature. Those are pretty amazing. Like, and I like animation, but not like my boyfriend loves animation. Holy moly, that movie is really clever. It really is. I think you would like it. It's like all like rap and hip hop and it's very cool. Very cool movie.
Maybe.
So
yeah.
Well, I think that I will, you know, I'll be live blogging on Discord maybe with y'all if you want to do that.
You know what?
we could definitely do that.
That could be fun.
Totally. We should do it.
Let's do it.
We should do it.
I mean, there is nothing I love more than being like, all right, who else cares about this? Let's, you know, used to be like, let's do this on Twitter.
Totally. Well, we should actually.
But maybe let's do it on, you know, I don't know. Our
I'm surprised we
channels.
Haven't done that before, actually. I love it. I love it. Well, let's hope. I have to try to get myself on. Like, looks like Hulu Live TV is $76.99 a month. So I'd basically have to pay that for just watching the Oscars. I don't know. Y'all let me know if it's worth it. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. But we did hear from one of y'all out there, from Stu. He said that, you know, Sarah was telling a story about some ex-boyfriend who used to call her
Miss Lady.
And she
didn't like it.
She had to tell him, stop calling me that. So
don't call me Miss Lady.
Stu said he tried it out on his wife. And she yelled at him and said, do not call her that, LOL.
You know what? Sue's wife, thank you for being in solidarity with me. There's something about like certain nicknames that just don't work. Miss Lady, yeah. I didn't like it. And apparently, Sue's wife did not as well.
Yeah, no, I think that's a... Well, hopefully your ex isn't listening and getting offended by this conversation.
Are you kidding me? Guys, probably in prison.
You never know, Sarah. On that note, Sarah, it's been so fun. I mean, this is the first time in a long time we've recorded on a weekend.
I know. So happy Saturday.
Happy Catterday to
happy
you.
Happy Catterday to you as well. And to all who celebrate.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. All y'all out there, we love you. And we will see you again next week. And until then, I will be Heather forever.
You sure will. And I'll be Sarah.
For life.
For life. Yes.
For life. Yeah. I like that. All right. Have such a good day, y'all. Stay beautiful.
Have such a good day. Thanks for being here. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.